They are taking the name of Allah. Now I want to ask you another question. Is there anything wrong if that imam reads that ayats of the Quran in a tone? Nobody stands up and objects. Hey, Maulana, you're supposed to read it straightforward, no tone in it. Don't read it like Qari Basit and Husri. Read it straightforward. Nobody speaks about it. They all accept it. But when the name of Allah comes to take it in that way, everybody got objections. No, they're taking it with the sweetness of the name, my dear respected friends. So those brothers that are doing khadat, please continue doing your khadat. It's above board. Because you are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the light of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has uttered and asked us to make those zikr, do it. But we want to join yous and we want to bring it into one that we all become a united one body. Not that you go on your way, I go on my way, and the five fingers are not the same, so everybody go on his own way. Now, my dear respected friends, to substantiate this argument one further, most of us are in the habit of reading the 40 salat wa salam, the 40 salawat. In it, did you know there are 25 different types of tashahud at-tahiyyat mentioned in it? And each one that is inside there is from the ahadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now today, if the Shafi is reading something different, a Hanafi is reading something different, somebody is reading something different, but it is from the ahadith, are we going to say that his namaz is nullified? His namaz is not counted. The Faraz Ek is not counted. Are we going to sit and say that? Surely not. Because all those tashahud at-tahiyyat are mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his blessed mouth. You read it in your Faraz namaz, your namaz won't break. So if we make our khadat and our bara tasbih zikr together, taking the name of Allah, what big deal is there? Come, my dear respected friends, if you want to become united, one force, we have to get together. Not this in this direction, that in that direction. And everybody having a little bit of a hidden agenda that they can benefit something materially in this world. No, my dear respected friends, Allah is one, He is the greatest. Let us get together for His sake so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come, my dear respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks nicely in the Quran Kareem, very nicely. Allah is very kind. He's the most kind master out of all. And Allah Ta'ala asks nicely, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Meaning of this thing, is the time not right? Is the time not right for those that have brought iman? Remember Allah says, those that have brought iman. This is not for the non-Muslims. This is for the Muslims. Antaksha kulubuhum li zikrillah, that they submit their hearts to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has the time come yet or not, my dear respected friends, to submit yourself like this ayat say Allah is asking you? Submit and you will become a banda, you will become an abd. Don't submit and you'll become like Firaun. That I am somebody, I am something, I am the greatest, like the Arab's term. Many such people as Akbar min Allah, and greater than Allah. Now, my dear respected friends, why the Bara Tasbih? Why must you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This lesson is not only for those that we are going to ask to start the zikr, this is for the lesson for those people that were previously making zikr. My dear respected friends, it will change your life. What you see is what you believe. What you see is what you believe. Right. I am very thankful to our brother Badruddin and Hafiz Habibullah and the team for bringing this ijtima together and make it successful for everybody to come and be comfortable and enjoy the meals, the beds, the wuzu facilities, everything they have organized, working very tirelessly since 2-3 weeks to put it together. Allah reward them, I got no reward for them. They must collect it in the year after. Really, believe me, I got no reward for them. Their reward is upstairs. Now, I want you to look at Buta Badruddin. Will you please stand up, Buta Badruddin? Please stand up. No, I'll pick you up if you don't. Your knee is sore. Buta Badruddin is a civil engineer. If you go into Cape Town City, you will see big, big buildings. What do you call it? Engineer? What engineer? Civil engineer. You'll sign Buddy Sydow, his name is there. He is responsible for huge buildings in Cape Town City to go up. It is his engineering job. When he joined the Khanka, when we sat here for Etikaf 7 years ago, this man had no beard. This man was with a tie. This man was with a suit and a shirt. Did you see how he's dressed now? He dressed to work like that. Though being such a big, huge, educated man and an engineer, working in the government departments, he goes to dress like that. What has changed this man? Ask him yourself if you want to. But I'll give you the answer if you're frightened to ask him. It is the zikr of Allah that has changed this man. You saw with your eyes? Change. Not only those that have to start the zikr, those that are already making the zikr, make it punctually, and you'll be in the same lot, inshallah. You will get the marifat of Allah. The following of Sharia will become easy for you. Wallahi al-Azim, do it and taste it, because the taste of the pudding is in the eating. My dear respected friends, what can I more explain you about the zikr? There is so much of virtues. Let us go through little. How many minutes have I got more to finish off? 10 minutes, okay. Let us start with our lives. My dear respected friends, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plays importance on every aspect of our lives. From the time we are conceived in the womb of our mothers. I remember very well that our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, when parents used to come complain to him that my son, my daughter, my children don't listen to me, Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the night he was conceived, you did not go to the masjid and read your namaz with jamaat in the masjid. Because you did not read that fajr namaz, you did not make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your child has become disobedient. So don't blame the child, blame yourself. It is also further said that when the child is in the womb of the mother and the mother makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur goes into the child. And if that woman, pregnant woman, reads Surah Maryam, the development of that child becomes more with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the zikr together. When the child is born, what is the first thing we're supposed to do for that child? Is it not to give the azan? There's a zikr again going into the ears of the child. When the child dies, whether it's a child or adult, whatever age it reach, don't you read the janazah namaz, you make zikr for him and then put him into the grave? Our whole life depends on that zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are in the grave, does the hadith not say, which has been mentioned by most of the speakers, that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is nothing that will save you more from the punishment of the grave other than the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the noble words of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your zikr in this world will help you in the grave. When you get up on the day of Qiyamah, does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not say there will be people that will be honorable, respectable, dignified, put onto thrones, and they will be, you know, looked upon? Who are these people? They are the people that used to make zikr. Is that there or not? Did the Maulana's not mention yesterday, one la ilaha illallah is heavier than the heavens and the earth? We don't want to go into details. We're just taking sidelines, little briefly what has been spoken about. So when your accounting takes place, you got those trillions of good deeds to make the scale heavy. Then was it not even explained by some speaker that in and around the Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, total dark. It's that zikr from your heart that will bring the light for you to go across. And the stronger your zikr is, the faster and the quicker you'll go. Then didn't the speaker also explain to us that in Jannah, there's nothing that you will regret excepting those times that you didn't spend in the remembrance of Allah? So remember, when you make the zikr of Allah, it is perpetual, it is forever and ever and ever. It will be with you in this world, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, when your accounting is taking place over the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and in Jannah also, which was explained that those moments you were going to regret. So what do you want to accumulate? Things that are perpetual or things that are going to finish sometime? Come, my dear respected friends, let us submit ourselves to Allah and make this Bara Tasbih. Bara Tasbih, I don't want you to make the full 12, 13 Tasbihs. all I want you as a child to start only making 200 times La ilaha illallah every single day. And it has a special formula that has been shown to cleanse our heart and put the love of Allah. This is unlike just reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. It's a special formula. And that formula will change your life. And I guarantee to you, if you do it every single day, without fail, next year this time you will be a different person. Not 100%, you'll at least get 2 to 3% towards it. Like I said, it is a long journey, it is not turbo button. Now, are the brothers ready to start this Bharat Tasbih, La ilaha illallah? We got our personnel waiting with the kitabs at the back of the curtain. Those that want to start it for the first time, please go to them. It's for your own benefit. It is for your own benefit. Then inshallah, Aziz, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, for all our Western Cape brothers, every Tuesday night in this particular masjid, between Maghrib and Isha, there is a zikr majlis, attend it. And the second Saturday of every English month, we have a majlis in Pelican Heights in Maulana Ibrahim Adams Masjid. That is the second Saturday of every English month between Maghrib and Isha. So we request you also to come there to spiritually fill yourself with some petrol that will can get you along for the next week or two. Go away to any other function. There is nobody that gets deprived besides yourself. My dear respected friends, I hope other speakers will explain to you also what the importance of zikr. Time does not allow me to do so. But please put your faith, put your belief, put your trust in the words of Allah and Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do the zikr and see if it helps you. Don't run away. Don't run away from it. And don't turn away from it. And don't speak against it. For Allah has very sternly warned in the Quran Kareem, in the ayat one, man arada an zikri, till the end, where Allah Ta'ala says, those who turn away from my zikr, from my remembrance, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be punished. And Allah will raise them blind, and they will tell Allah, oh Allah, why did you raise me blind when I was seeing in the world? Allah will tell them that you turned away from my words, you turned away from my name, you turned away from my zikr. Thus is your punishment today, and in the akhirah, if you can't see, what is going to happen to you? So my dear respected friends, don't speak against the name of Allah. Please do not speak. You are going to pay dearly for it from the time you die and onwards. You may enjoy the benefit in this world. But my dear respected friends, from the grave onwards, this Quran is very, ayat is very stern. If you don't like it, keep quiet. Don't attend it. But don't speak against it. And don't get up and walk away. Perchance that if the angel had noted that down, and it is bought on the day of Qiyamah, you get up blind, don't squeal.